just real quick. Obviously, it was a good performance. You know, I told the players in the locker room just then that, you know, before the game, prior to the game, I was probably a little bit nervous because it was probably the quietest, you know, our locker room has been before the game. And, you know, I was thinking to myself, you know, this team has always, you know, been focused and loose. And, hey, let's, you know, I'm thinking to myself, this is me thinking to myself. I'm thinking, well, I hope these guys aren't getting tight now. You know what I'm saying? And that obviously wasn't the case because it's either you get tight or you're more focused. And you really don't know until you put a team out there on the field. And they were focused. And that was a good sign. I thought all three phases played well. I thought that we had a lot of explosive plays. I thought Blake played well. You know, they thought it's always tough when you lose a receiver early, like Marquise Lee. And I thought those young guys stepped up. And I thought Blake put the ball where he needed to. And we had some big plays. And I thought defensively, they did a heck of a job, you know, being able to get pressure on the quarterback. And special teams, you know, did a nice job. You know, a couple penalties, obviously, what we have to clean up. It hit a couple of runs that we got to clean up, and I would have liked to run the ball better, you know what I'm saying, earlier in the game. So I think that pretty much sums it up.
To clinch that playoff spot, can you allow yourself to?
I think I'd be a fool, you know, if I stood up here and said, hey, listen, I didn't recognize that. Obviously, it's an accomplishment, but, you know, for this team, when we had gotten together early, and I've said this before, Ryan, I really thought this team, I liked this team. I thought this team could be special. You know, if we put the work in, you know, that's the one thing I kept telling them. So to be where we are right now, I think probably the people that were in that huddle at the when I was talking with the team are probably, you know, the people that, you know, truly believe this is where we would be. And, you know, and I told them, and I'll tell you guys, and I'll see how many guys you can take somewhere else. I said, listen, let's not get taken anywhere else, meaning that, you know, we're 2-0 in the quarter. You know, we haven't won this quarter yet. We got a long trip. It was good to rest some guys, you know what I'm saying, you know, late in the game. You know, we got a West Coast trip coming up. And all those things that everyone's going to talk about, you know, we just got to focus in, put the work in, and go to work. And win our next football game. And that's the one thing that this team has done an outstanding job of. You know, being able to focus in during the week, you know, brushing off the stuff that, you know, the game before, meaning learning from it, doing a good job of that, not, you know, celebrating it too far in the week, whether it's a win or a loss, because they have been able to bounce back and they've been focusing on the next opponent and getting themselves ready to go. And I think, you know, I can't control what goes on the outside, but in here, that's how the team is.
How impressed were you with Keelan Cole and also Mickens today, the way they are?
You know, Mick, sometimes, I mean, someone mentioned to me there was an article about him and Pink, you know what I'm saying, with the car or something. I had no idea about it, you know, and it's a great story. But that kid, you know, early on, you know, when he was here in camp and, you know, he's not the biggest, not the fast, you know what I'm saying, all that stuff. But he was making plays, and he had a high level of enthusiasm, had a great work ethic about himself. You know, and at the end of the day, you're like, gosh, we got to, you know, figure out a role, figure out a way to have him on the team. You know, I think that Cole, you know, probably worked as hard as I've ever seen a free agent work. That's the truth. I mean, he, the first guy in, last guy to leave, studying all the positions, picked up the offense faster than I've ever seen anyone pick up, especially, no disrespect to the college, but you know what I'm saying? And they probably did a heck of a job. He really picked up everything, was playing all three positions and really working hard. And then it was just a matter going through the year trying to manage. Well, story number one, this is a great story. So someone tells me he's gotten a game check, right? So he's getting paid. And someone tells me that he ordered the mattress, but until the mattress gets delivered, he's sleeping on the floor. So I'm like, are you shitting me right now? When I told him, I saw him, I go, you got to be kidding me. I said, you are sleeping. He's like, oh, no, 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 coach. No, I'm not sleeping on the floor. I'm sleeping on a blow-up mattress. I'm like, get a damn mattress. You know what I'm saying? Because one of the things about young players, you've got – it's difficult when you come into this league of how to handle your body and get yourself ready. And I think what we're seeing with Cole is a guy that, you know, came out really fast. Then there was a little bit, you know, hey, you know, getting yourself, getting your legs under you and learning how to practice or learning how to get your body ready to go. And then all of a sudden now, oh, okay, he's got it down, you know. And the only reason why I say that is because you can tell by the way he's performing, you know, and he's doing that in practice. I know it's a long answer, but I just wanted to give credit where credit is due.
Why do you think Blake has been able to put on the performance he has over the last three games? What's the difference?
Well, I think he's still, you know, everyone, you know, this is tough because you don't want to back yourself in when you start saying, and people, oh, it's, you know, people will contradict this, but this is the truth. He's only been with Nate for X amount of time. We really don't have a lot of time to work, you know, with our quarterbacks, and that's league-wide. And I think Scott and Nate, Scott Milanovic, Nate Hackett, and also Blake, he's just becoming more confident, and I think that's something that came out during the week where Coach Hackett said he's starting to own it, but he's really becoming confident in his footwork, the rhythm. There's some plays today that, you know, they covered well. They really did. I'm talking about the first read and the second read. You know, and all of a sudden the ball comes out or he moves a little bit to the left and hits Cole. I mean, there are some plays that kind of get overlooked because everyone's like, oh, you know, it's checking it down. But he's going from this guy to this guy to this guy. And it's a lot of credit to him. It's a lot of credit for the guys up front because if you don't protect, you know, that's tough. And the personal foul penalty on him, he got hit pretty good, you know. But, you know, I was like, it never enters your mind with him because he's so tough. You know, he kind of got up a little bit slow. But then I saw him on the sideline. When he was walking over the sideline, I'm like, hey, you okay? He's like, I can't repeat what he said, but yeah, he was okay.
Tomorrow is the one-year anniversary of when Gus got called back and said that they didn't need his services anymore. You became the coach at that point. Talk about this last year. You're 11-5 as a coach in this year and how quickly this has all turned around. I mean, are you even surprised?
Oh, you're talking about like in the year.
Yeah, the whole turnaround.
Players, assistant coaches, personnel department, you know, I mean, you know, everyone's doing an excellent job despite me.
Hey, no, it's 31-0 at the half. I know you said you wanted to run it a little bit better in the first half,
yeah.
But that's about a complete a half of football you're going to see in the NFL, isn't it?
I don't know. We could have ran it better in the first half.
You got full hand and two touch. Tommy does a lot of the dirty work with blocking and stuff. Is it cool to see him get some limelight there with the two touchdowns? And, you know, is that a good play to use moving forward?
Are you going to write a story on it?
Yes, we are.
Okay, good. Yeah, it's nice. I mean, he does a lot of things that don't get noticed. You know what I'm saying? A lot of the dirty work. You know, he's always, you know, he does a lot of good team stuff for us. You know, I think gets, you know, overlooked a little bit. You know, special teams. You know, he's on special teams. And, you know, being able to go down in there when everyone's geared up, you know, to your tailback and be able to, you know, give it to your fullback, have it hit quick and score, you know, obviously it's a good, you know, a good situation or a good scheme to have, you know what I'm saying, to have someone that you can trust to do that down there.
Has that position done everything you thought it would when you brought back into this offense?
I want more from Tommy. But I want more for all the players, you know, but you know, we wanted to do that. We made a strategic decision, you know what I'm saying, that we wanted to play, you know, have a fullback and have a fullback on our team, you know, to kind of go with, you know, our philosophy of our first philosophy was that we wanted to be a physical team. And I just always believe that, you know, when you have a fullback in your offense, you know, you have the ability to work on it. Doesn't mean you're going to be physical, but you have the ability to work on it.
No, you did.
Two straight sellouts on the last 2 weeks. Obviously, the fans seem to be excited about the style of play. You know, we're black and you have a nasty mentality out there in terms of the way your physical play is about. How do you Does your team feed off of what's going on right now with the energy and the enthusiasm?
No doubt. You know, and when you play late in the year and you need to win football games and you have a great crowd and that crowd's ready to go, that helps. I've been saying that for weeks, and you know, I think that you know through this time with all the work that this team's put in, and I've said it before, you know, we're trying to earn, you know what I'm saying, the I don't know what the right word is of our fans, but I guess it's, you know, we want to be able to go out there and be able to perform and have them be proud of our performance. And I always think about, and it's hard for us as coaches, is that, you know, when you don't perform well and you don't win, you know, it's very difficult, you know, to wear, you know, your Jaguar gear. You know, it's difficult to wear it, whether you're in an airport or whether you're on vacation or anything like that. And I think that, you know, I know that I'm always trying to win games and push the team and push everyone to be better so that, you know, we can make the people of Jacksonville and the region, you know, proud of this football team. That's always been, you know, what I've tried to do.
Coach, us against the world is
a
popular rallying point for a lot of teams. Has that been used at all by your guys? Because there aren't many people around here, you know, around the NFL that thought that winning record or playoffs were a possibility for you coming in.
Yeah, I mean, I said it before. I think, you know, people on the outside might have. We didn't feel that way. I don't use us against the world, you know, per se. You know, I talk about, you know, putting in the work, you know, gaining the respect, you know, and the only way to do it, you know, good football teams win in December, you know. So, you know, we're just trying to keep pushing the players to be better and not really, you know, riding any theme like us against the world, because it's not. You know, we have our fans. We have, you know, the other side of our building and the business section of it. We have our media. We have a lot of people that are with us, you know. So maybe it's all of us against the world. I appreciate it, guys. Enjoy the day.